Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
I was extremely depressed at that point. I was, like, not functioning. It was, like, very hard to even get up from my bed. I was so depressed at that point because I just could not make up what was happening. They said I was behaving like a crazy person, and I believed that. For whatever reason, I just could not take it anymore, and I broke up with them. And things after that got even more worse. The person would say they cared about me. Even though I had broken up with the person, of course, you don't just stop caring for a person. You just don't. But I was trying to distance myself. I stopped playing music with them, but they tried to manipulate me into playing music with them. I didn't give into it, but often their conversations would start with like how proud they were of me, but they would end up, it was always end up in they wanting to play music with me or trying to force me, not like force me, like, are you still interested? Even though I had clearly said that I was not interested in playing music with them multiple times over and over. And they would always say to me like, I want to be a friend, I want to be a friend. And I had just broken up with this person and I was not ready. I told them that many times. And they just wouldn't let stop until what they got from me, I guess. But again, I didn't want to hurt them because I didn't care about them.
Sure.
While all this was happening, I didn't know they were involved with another person. They never thought it necessary to tell me. And I found out about it in probably one of the most horrible ways possible. I felt something was wrong and I checked their messages without their permission. And that was how I came to know. I'm not proud of myself, but also I did it for the sake of my sanity, kind of. And I tried to talk to them about that. In the beginning, they denied. Then they said it was not serious. Anyways, I was still processing all these things when, extremely unfortunately, this person passed away, actually committed suicide. And at that point, my ex, he did not have anybody with them to help. Apparently, their best friend was not in town. And they said I was the only person who could support them at that time. And I was still processing everything that had happened over the years. I was still processing what I was feeling. I was still processing what I was going through. And I shoved all that away, locked that inside for one day because I thought this person really needed me and I was scared that something might happen to them.
This ends part 4 of Sarmista's story. Tune in Friday at 11:39 as Sarmista continues her incredible story of healing and recovery. You've been listening to The V-Word. V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to wrir.org.